The ability to not only think your own thoughts, but to think the thoughts of everyone. That whatever a negative state you may be in, there are countless other beings in exactly the same negative state at exactly the same moment. And so in this spontaneous great compassion is a whole new range of experience, a whole new reach and range of experience. No longer is there obsessive self-focus. There's wide open clarity containing all points of view, not just your own, but all points of view, and not those just now, but from the past and in the future. All time, all points of view. And that is definitely part of clarity practice. There comes a time for any 100% committed clarity practitioner where spontaneous great compassion does arise. And it can feel very, very afflictive. And so it is particularly important to rely on clarity and rely on the other mainstays during that time. It is one of the most beautiful experiences a human being can ever have. To open up to the degree that all points of view are within one's view. All thoughts, all emotions, all sensations, all experiences of all beings. In the clarity view. Before we start practicing clarity, we may have tried to cultivate compassion where we would act in a particular way in a particular situation. Clarity offers spontaneous compassion, which means allowance of a wide range of responses to whatever the situation is. So in one circumstance, one thing would be appropriate, and in another, something else entirely. So there isn't a rule book or a code, really, just the great openness of clarity and the trust, the incredible trust that develops of knowing what to do and how to act. Trust in clarity's abilities, qualities, activities, knowing what to do and how to act. And then, and that too opens up the whole idea of what compassion is. That compassion isn't always peaceful. Compassion can be wrathful as well. It's just like when we're wrathful enough to encounter our own afflictive states and say no to the story and rely on clarity. With one person sitting and listening for hours while they share all their points of view might be perfectly appropriate. But in another situation, if the person is a clarity practitioner, who knows, you'd have a wider scope of where to go with the consideration of what's going on. Trust in clarity. Trust in clarity. That trust, it becomes automatic, just knowing that whatever you encounter, everything will be okay. even if it isn't okay, everything will be okay. For you longtime practitioners, this is bringing it into the everyday, bringing the practice into the everyday, and seeing that there isn't a special state to go for. There isn't a special state to go for. There's just the openness of clarity in all the points of view, no matter what they are. The great and significant openness. Familiarity with our own points of view gives us great familiarity with other beings. We really know what makes us tick, and so then we really, really know what makes everyone tick. And that makes it possible to look each other in the eye as equals. You know, we know what it is. We know what life is, and we know that from looking at ourselves in a deep and thoroughgoing way. In clarity practice, we see all of the doctrine and dogma come to life. It becomes intuitive, instinctive, instead of something separate from ourselves, something in a book, or something only a certain person can do. And so there's that great wonder of clarity practice, too, to see how everything just comes together seamlessly. Just to talk about something, for example, like spontaneous great compassion, and then just to realize that that's exactly who you are. That's the way you're living your life. That's what clarity is. It's not a cultivated compassion. The compassion of the self-review, of just allowing all those afflictions to be as they are, unrejected. To leave ourselves unrejected. Look in the mirror, unrejected. If it's difficult today to rely on clarity in an afflictive state, it doesn't mean it's always going to be that way. Blazing bright clarity shines forth more and more obviously every single day. For each one of you, and I can tell that that is the case. So you see, as there's no destination to reach, it's just okay with everything as it is. Knowing that there isn't a state to reach, there is no special state to reach, there's just endless, inexhaustible clarity. And it's hum of bliss. That's it. That is the power of great benefit. The power of great benefit to allow ourselves complete mental and emotional stability through the practice of complete mental and emotional instability. Allowing everything to be as it is, all points of view of the clarity view. Leaving everything unrejected. when we encounter habitual patterns of afflictive states that have been on our list forever, our to-do list of afflictive states we want to get rid of, when we find that in clarity they resolve instantaneously, then we know the real meaning of power. And we know where it comes from, too. So there's just the fact of no kidding correctness about it.